It's Friday, the 14th of November, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 1 p.m. news. The Ministry of International Relations and Trade has condemned the escalating conflict in Sudan, warning of a deepening humanitarian crisis after the rapid support forces captured Al-Fasher. Executive Director Dita Ngipondoka-Robiati says the RSF's takeover of Darfur has sparked reports of mass atrocities and blocked humanitarian access. Namibia is calling for renewed diplomacy and supports African Union-led mediation efforts toward restoring civilian rule. The European Union and the Port of Rotterdam have signed a 13 million Namibia dollar partnership with Namport to support the planned expansion of the Lüderitz port. The agreement signed during the EU's Africa Regional Workshop on Green Shipping Corridors forms part of the EU-Namibia Strategic Partnership on Sustainable Raw Materials and Renewable Hydrogen. EU Ambassador to Namibia, Anna Beatrice Martens.
We are supporting a project partnership between Namport and the Port of Antwerp-Bruges to scale up the port's operations, and we will also be signing a new contract between the Port of Rotterdam in the Netherlands with Namport in order to upscale and expand the Port of Lüderitz, specifically Angra Point, in order to support Namibia in becoming a green energy hub and transforming its two ports into hubs for the region, for Africa, and as a connector to Europe. All this is taking place against the context of a global debate on decarbonizing the shipping sector, a debate that is steered by the International Maritime Organization, as well, of course, as the discussions in Belém, Brazil, taking place on how we can reduce our greenhouse gas emissions to tackle global warming.
Zimbabwean opposition leader Job Sikala has been granted 10,000 rand bail at the Pretoria Magistrates Court. The former member of parliament was arrested with his elderly uncle, Alexander Tema, over alleged possession of explosives. Meanwhile, the National Democratic Working Group denies the explosives belonged to him, calling the arrest suspected foul play. The matter has been postponed to 3 February 2026. Staying in the region, South Africa's Trade, Industry and Competition Minister Parks Tau has welcomed the Competition Commission's final media and digital platforms market inquiry report. He said its evidence-based findings on advertising decline, digital platforms and AI addresses challenges of declining revenue in the industry.
This inquiry will contribute significantly to the financial sustainability of our media sector and its sustenance. The work of revitalizing and transforming our media is now beginning. I'm committed to ensuring that successful implementation will be key to realizing the outcomes of this inquiry.
And the BBC has apologized to Donald Trump for selectively editing a speech in a Panorama documentary, acknowledging its wrongdoing made him appear to call for violence. The broadcaster disputes Trump's demand for financial compensation. The scandal has led to the resignation of the BBC's director general and head of news. Former BBC Trust Standards Chair Professor Richard Tate says the apology was the right step.
I think the issue of whether it'll settle it, there is an issue which is beyond the legalities, which is that President Trump has form in suing major broadcasters. He's sued ABC News, he's sued CBS in the States. And in both those cases, although a lot of people think that the broadcasters had an arguable case, they settled with him.
You can find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.